Changes are threatening Limert Park, an African-American cultural hub. The world stage is the arts and culture cornerstone of the neighborhood. And as Brianna Sachs reports, supporters of the world stage are putting up a fight to save it from extinction.
Drive down Degnan Avenue at 9 p.m. The little street in Limert Park will be mostly empty, but you'll hear something like this. Or this. Or sometimes even this. Those are the sounds of the World Stage, a nonprofit performance gallery founded in 1989 by jazz drumming great Billy Higgins and poet Camus Dayud. It's a cramped, one-room performance center with peeling paint and old carpet. The World Stage has become the cornerstone of Limert Park, one of LA's most historic African-American cultural communities. But now the legendary creative space is fighting a looming eviction notice and rent spikes after faceless investors bought the building a few months ago.
Hell no, we won't go. Everybody say that. Hell no, we won't go.
At a recent rally, scores of supporters gathered in the Village Park to fight for the stage and against what they considered destructive gentrification.
We not just want to save the World Stage, but we're talking about this entire area right here.
This is hallowed ground here. Nobody's coming to Chinatown telling them to get out.
It is a changing and dislocation of people. It's not just re-gentrification, it's the new colonization.
Supporters say the impending gentrification could erase one of the last surviving African-American creative communities in America. Mari Hashimoto, a longtime World Stage fan, says the city should recognize the cultural importance of the stage and what it has before it's too late.
It would be a devastation of colossal proportions if the World Stage were to close. There is nothing like the World Stage here in LA. It really cultivates the artistic soul.
The stage's artistic director, Connie Williams, agrees. After 25 years of churning out famous musicians and poets and preserving Black culture, he says the area fosters a great sense of pride for South LA.
You don't see all of the gang banging and all of the other stuff that goes on. They don't come over here tagging that area. That's not to say that there isn't crime. I'm just saying I've never seen a community, a village like Limert Park in my life until I came to Los Angeles.
Williams says the true purpose of the stage goes much deeper than its creative offerings.
It's like a living organism. It's not just a building. But when there's someone hurting or some person that doesn't have insurances and they need a fundraiser done, someone passes away, they're memorial services normally held at the World Stage.
Standing inside the old small room and feeling the music hum and twist around you, you would think you had been dropped into Harlem's Golden Era or New Orleans' Congo Square. The future of the World Stage could change a community. Many argue that it should be made a cultural landmark, or in a few years, its physical presence might become just another chapter in the historic neighborhood's evolving identity. Brianna Sachs, Annenberg Radio News.